Our guest at the cafe this morning is the manager of Commerce Chamber of Commerce, Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. And so Bodark Bash is upon us, and we have talked about this out at a distance, but now here it is, and let's talk about some of the specifics that are taking place. Starting, it's of course Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th. As always, some musical attractions, and it starts on Friday night with the Commerce Leadership Institute barbecue and a carnival, and then you pick it up from there.
Well, yeah, and this is 34 years. I mean, You know, good grief. How many, not very many places around that have 34-year history, and all of Northeast Texas mm-hmm. looks to come to Commerce, Texas for the Bodark Bash. Last year we had a little rain episode, and that's one of the first times we've ever been really totally, we weren't totally rained out, but we didn't have any of the entertainment because of that. But luckily, all of our entertainment's coming back. On Friday night, we start off with Panimation at 5, and the Cross Trails Band is after that. And then our headliner for Friday night is Twisted Whiskey. And then we have a street dance as well.
That's a great name, isn't it? Twisted Whiskey.
I'm telling you what.
What's the story behind that?
Well, I'm not real sure, and I'm sure we might not want to know. But those guys are amazing. Yeah. And they don't just do country and western. They do rock and roll, and they do soul, and they're out in the crowd playing. And this is their third year to be with us, and they've helped us on 4th of July as well.
Yep.
And those guys are amazing, and it's just, we really look forward to them being here, and they'd be a headliner anywhere else, and so that's why we headline them on Friday night.
And on Saturday, you start off with Bad Moon Rising, which is a Creedence Clearwater tribute group, and that's enough to bring me in.
Well, yeah, they're Saturday afternoon. Of course, to start off, we have Dixieland Band with Russell Armstrong's Dixieland Band. We have LaShere that's going to be there. We have Bad Moon Rising is really a good group. And then the Beatnik Bandits are going to be here.
Another great name.
And then behind them, Nevermind is going to local. Jared Lytle is his band, his rock and roll, and he is great. And then Chris Colston is our headliner. And you know, last year when none of those guys got to play, it was really, you know, everybody was really distraught about it really bummed out, because Chris Colson is a really rising star. He headlines for a lot of people around, and I think Blake Shelton is one of the ones that he's doing now as well. But he's really an up and comer, and but of course, you know, there's so many things. We have the pancake breakfast that morning.
Yep.
When we first start off, we have a 5K dog run that morning as well.
5K dog run.
Yes, sir.
How does that work?
Well, they bring their dogs and run with their dogs.
Okay, dogs will love it.
The dogs will absolutely love it. We did it last year, not at the bash, but we did it last year, and it was really a good thing. And so we decided we'd redo, you know, do it again for the bash. We have the Carter Blood Drive is going to be there. We're having the fire department's got a real special event that they're going to put on over on all day long over on Alamo Street. The carnival is going to be going Friday night and Saturday all day. And of course, we have the duck pluck from the Aglaia. Culture Club is doing the duck pluck.
The duck pluck.
Yeah, that's when they used to float the ducks down, and they still float them. But I'm not real sure exactly what all that entails. It may not have water with it this time. I don't know. It's a big deal to set up a big pool out there and then have to take it down too. Yeah. But
and then the parade at 10 o'clock Saturday morning.
And we're still accepting applications for floats in the parade and entries in the parade. Let me tell you something else. I noticed this morning I was listening to Commerce Community Cares is on there. Henry Ross is going to have a motorcycle run that morning of the bash on Saturday morning. They get together about 7 o'clock at the city park on Aldridge, on the south side on Aldridge Street, and they ride out about 60, 70 miles that morning. And it's another little fundraiser for the Commerce Community Cares as well. And then they come back and then they ride in the parade. And the Sheriff's Posse is going to be in the parade again this year. And we're very fortunate to have the Sheriff Trustees are going to come and help with our pooper scoopers. And everybody loves to wave at those guys. And it's a good chance for them to get involved with the community as well. We've got some great, great sponsors here in Commerce. People in Commerce, people don't really realize how businesses in Commerce get hit up every day from grade school all the way to the university for money. And money's, that's how we all survive and how our entities survive. But, Commerce Chevrolet has been a great, great sponsor for us. Benny Keith has been a great sponsor for us. Hunt Regional Healthcare is every bit. Ford Family Auto here. You name a business in town, and they help us out, and they sponsor us. And I just want to tell everybody how much the Chamber of Commerce really does appreciate what people do and our volunteers. We've got volunteers from the university, from the city, from all walks of life. Excuse me, that come in and help us, and it's a community thing, and Benny Keith lets us use their stage every year. They help us with our signage, and it's just Latson Printing. You can't say it'd take me 2 hours to tell you all the people that we appreciate.
Everybody pulling together for a big event. All right, so the Bodark Bash, Friday and Saturday, September 27, 28. Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
John Mark, thank you very much.
Paul Voss, Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.